ICC spokesperson Fadi Abdullah says a week from today, Kosheb will stand trial in The Hague for dozens of counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity allegedly committed in Darfur.
On the 5th of April 2022, there will be the opening of the trial in the case of the prosecutor versus Mr. Ali Muhammad Ali Abdurrahman, or Ali Kosheb. The trial will open before Trial Chamber 1 of the International Criminal Court. And Mr. Abdurrahman is accused of 31 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity, allegedly committed in Darfur in Sudan.
The ICC issued an arrest warrant for Kosheb in 2007 for 50 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Darfur between 2003 and 2004. It says Kosheb is one of the most senior leaders in the tribal hierarchy in Wadi Saleh locality and a member of the paramilitary group the Popular Defense Forces, and allegedly commanded thousands of Janjaweed militia from August 2003 until March 2004 under former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who was ousted in 2019. Kosheb is alleged to have implemented the counterinsurgency strategy of the government of Sudan, which resulted in the commission of war crimes and crimes against humanity in Darfur. The ICC further states that Kosheb is accused of personally participating in some of the attacks against civilians between August 2003 and March 2004, when civilians were killed, raped, and tortured. The paramilitary leader was arrested in 2020 and transferred to the court in The Hague, where a confirmation of charges hearing was held in 2021. Now Fadi says the trial can begin in earnest.
And on that day, the chamber will hear the prosecution's opening statement first, followed by a short unsworn statement by the accused and a short remark presented by the legal representative of victims. The prosecution will be given 6 hours to present its opening statements, and then that will be followed by the first prosecution witness, an expert, scheduled to start on the 6th of April 2022.
Associate Director of the International Justice Program at Human Rights Watch, Elise Kepler, tells VOA that Kosheb's upcoming trial is extremely significant.
It's the first time that a leader is being held to account for massive crimes committed in Darfur. This is a long-awaited opportunity by victims who were terrorized by the Janjaweed militia that is implicated in working hand in glove with government forces to commit atrocities against those in Darfur. This is a rare opportunity for accountability, a first crucial opportunity, and we are looking forward to seeing the trial come to pass after so many years after the victims have been waiting to have access to justice for the crimes.
Although it took 15 years since Kosheb was first indicted in 2007, Kepler says she hopes the trial will be the beginning of achieving justice in Sudan for all victims as well as all the perpetrators.
This trial shows that even though it can be incredibly slow going for accountability to advance, it can and does happen. And would-be perpetrators should take note that this person, Ali Kosheb, is being held to account. He's being prosecuted for war crimes and crimes against humanity. It's 15 years later, but it is happening, and that is incredibly significant. And it has happened.
Kepler says the delay in trying Kosheb and other accused individuals in Sudan is mainly due to former President Bashir's refusal to cooperate with the court, pointing out that Bashir himself is accused of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide in Darfur.
What we need to see now is that next steps are that the Sudanese authorities transfer the remaining fugitives so that they can also be held to account. The victims in Darfur suffered unimaginable crimes. They have been waiting to see justice done.
Bashir and two other former officials in his administration are accused of committing war crimes in Darfur and are serving prison sentences in Sudan on corruption charges, as well as charges related to orchestrating a 1989 military coup which brought them to power. Adam Rijal, a spokesperson for internally displaced persons in Darfur, says Darfur war crimes are excited about the upcoming trial of Kosheb. Speaking to this program, Rijal says, we are very pleased that after the preliminary hearing, the case is finally entering the phase of criminal prosecution. This is a triumph for all the victims, and it shows that their patience all these years in the face of continued crimes committed against them will be rewarded with justice. Speaking to VOA from Central Darfur state city of Zalinje, Rijal says IDPs and war victims in Darfur demand justice from all of the five individuals accused of committing crimes against them, including Bashir. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biaju in Washington.